This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Hello. This is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. And typically, I say, as always, on my right-hand side, then I cue to Vladimir Camaño saying something in Spanish. Unfortunately, Vladimir Camaño is not in the conversation this week. But on my left-hand side, I got...
You have the voice of your choice, Masters of Ceremony. Ali Muhammad in here. Sounded like I'm a guest speaker on NPR.
I definitely wanted to go with a precious NPR tone. We're in a different studio today.
National Geographic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you see the wild ones walking the street?
I believe I did. Are you talking about the alt-right?
Alt-right, the Trumpers.
Oh, goodness.
The regular versus the rich.
Goodness, they gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Ooh.
Anyway, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? I just wanted to try something a little different.
Oh, man. Shit, yeah. I know everybody's freaked the fuck out.
I know we all freaked out. I had to come with something different.
Imagine a motherfucker that always turning on after they spark a joint.
Right.
And then they hear that shit.
Ah. Blew this motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
What kind of shit did I download the right shit? It's us. We here. Talking some shit.
Word. Yeah, What's up, people out there in the podcast land?
There you go.
Yeah.
What's popping, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. I'm out here in these new America streets.
In these new America streets, huh?
Yeah, man. It's wild out here, man.
Hail Trump.
And, you know, I don't focus on none of this shit, but the just general, you know what I'm saying, temperature on the street is wild. No.
Yeah, it's a little palpable. I feel like it's gonna be some shit that's gonna pop off of Black Friday. I think Black Friday's gonna be the first
this
war.
Shit pop off every Black Friday.
I think it's gonna turn into some shit. It's not gonna just be charged up by fucking significantly discounted cheap flat screen TVs. I think it's gonna be that and a little racial turmoil.
Hey man, the thing about it, man, it's tripped out because I've discovered that it's not as clear cut as I thought it was. I thought it was Trumpers in America, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was, you know, black and white, you know, and Mexican and Muslim,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
What have you found?
Well, I was shooting this weekend with, you know, an artist. And you know,
this is MC Vague.
MC very vague. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna, you know, put anybody out there.
Non-disclosure.
MC non-disclosure of, you know, of
MC don't fuck up that invoice.
No, don't want to do that. But you know, of white descent. And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Of
descent.
From
the Caucasus Mountains.
Of the at least, you know what I'm saying, 10%ers, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's
so
that mean?
Not 1%er, but they somewhere in between.
They towards the summit.
They towards the summit on the economic scale of things.
Oh, the top of the hierarchy.
So, you know, we were running through New York shooting and stuff, and and it was very odd to be a black guy.
Mm-hmm. Service position?
Not a service position. That's not actually what I am. But
no, I know, but I'm just saying.
No,
optics.
No. A black guy from just from an observation standpoint.
Go ahead.
Because I'm usually observing shit as a black guy.
Well, that's
and motherfuckers
who you are.
Looking at me right. As a black guy. I'm used to
being
the
a
shit
black
coming.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm used to the shit coming my way.
Gotcha.
So, but when you get to stand aside and watch, you know, the rich and the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Interact or not. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird thing. So, you know, one thing about it is that, you know, the regular was judging far more than the rich was just doing whatever.
Judging who? You?
No, the richies.
So, okay, well, give us some context. What right. are they what, so what are they seeing? What are
so
they judging?
We're coming through the city. It's right. a bunch of kids. They all dressed very nice. In,
right.
In their video. They're making a video.
Okay.
So, it's a, you know, it's a music video.
They look wealthy.
They look like, wait a minute, them clothes too rich for you, for your age and your situation.
They look like a bunch of young Mr. Drummonds.
Young, but you know, like young, rich kids.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? You're coming down the block, and then you hear every step of the way, you hear somebody trying to actually guess what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
So, you know, you're listening, you know, Sweet 16. And in my head, I'm like, wrong.
Oh, they just look like children of wealth.
Right.
Okay.
And then, it's like, dancers. Wrong.
Uh-huh.
But before they guess, it's always like a scornful.
Right.
Like, argh,
right.
What are you doing on the block?
Right.
As look.
Okay.
And so when you mix that with, when you're going into regular places and you know how, I always say that very rich and very poor have a lot of similarities.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know how, like, you come from the hood, y'all used to doing things your way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't used to the decorum of whatever's going on.
You got a comfort zone.
You just come in, hey, talking loud, doing what you right. do. Same thing. On the rich side, you're not paying attention to what the regular norms are. You just, hey, whoop, 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 let me skip
you mean
this
they
line.
Talking line. Oh,
they talking loud.
Entitled.
I mean, that's what they call it on the rich side. What do they call it when you're poor and you don't give a fuck?
Not giving a fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
So not giving a fuck. It's zero
like,
fucks.
It's like the same thing, but on two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
But the interesting part of the day was we pulled up to McDonald's because that's where the kids wanted to go.
These rich motherfuckers.
Don't call them motherfuckers.
I'm sorry. These, pardon me. These rich soldiers of fortune. Go ahead.
So we pull up to the McDonald's, and we go in. They getting their food or whatever. And I just keep hearing this voice in the background saying something about Trump. You know what I'm saying? So when they first walked in, you hear this voice just out of the blue, like, you know what I'm saying, like calling them Trump.
Okay.
And then... And after they went on, I started hearing the motherfucking voice say, "How's it feel to work for Trump?"
Mm.
And I didn't put it together. I was like, "What the fuck? What's going on? Well, how's it feel to work for who the fuck's right. he talking to?" So now she's talking to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yelling at me saying, "How's it feel to work for Trump?" And I was like, how did she even come up with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, where does Trump fit into this equation? You know what I'm saying?
White, rich.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it still didn't make any sense because we were coming out, so now she's yelling to my face. Now I know she's talking to me.
Right. Now, what was her? What was she? What demographic did she represent?
She represent the regular.
What's the regular? Whoa.
I represent the regular.
I know, but what's give us some more? What it look like though? What's it look like? Is it black woman, white woman,
like a Hispanic woman? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Heavy set, smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
Asking for change.
Okay. Holding the door open, doing
the
change?
No.
Just asking for change.
Just in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Very, very, you know.
Helicoptering.
Yeah, helicoptering the situation. Right. So I felt, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was gone. It was just me at this point. So I'm like, how the fuck you figure I work for Trump? Well, they have on the clothes.
Right.
I'm like, that's your rationale? They have on the clothes? These people, they didn't even vote for Trump. These people down. These, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been rocking with these people for quite some time, and they never gave me any Trumper vibes.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? They've actually, you know, been, you know, very into the, you know, into the community.
Okay.
So I was like, how did you just put that together?
Uh-huh.
Well, they have on clothes.
Right.
I was like, you have on clothes.
Uh-oh. So this was a teachable moment. This was a real moment, you
yeah,
and this woman.
I was like, first of all, you don't know me uh-huh. at all to say who I'm working for. I'm right. working.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, you know, she shut it. She simmered down, and then I jumped in the limo.
Oh, stunning on her.
No, it is stunning on her.
Right
that's
to
how we
the Trump
up.
Plaza.
No, we didn't go to the Trump Plaza. We rode past it, though. That security out there is crazy.
Hell yeah, it's crazy. Motherfuckers don't like Trump.
No, I'm just saying, it's presidential security
yeah,
now.
Yeah, which is some motherfucking bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you take the White House, dog. You got the White House,
no,
you won.
Either,
he wants to commute.
But either way, even if he took the White House, that security still is going to be there.
Right, but I don't think it'll be as intense
yeah.
if he's saying, like, he's literally telling people, no, I will still take residence here. Even if
George Bush took residence in Carlson?
Yeah, but he didn't live Texas, on whatever Fifth fuck. Avenue and 57th Street. Right,
that fucks up your group.
It fucks up a lot of groups. It's so ridiculous. You know, that's the New Yorker and everybody. Like when it fucks with the traffic, it's like when it really, you know, you start to wonder where this Trump presidency will affect you. Mm-hmm. And obviously, first off, now the shit affected the bullshit. I'm curious what's going to happen to the Nike town that's adjacent to the Trump Plaza. I know they just opened some shit in Soho. I wonder if they're going to shut that down.
I mean, it's fucked up for a lot of those businesses over there because they all behind barricades now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like two rows of them shit, so it's not easy to get
right
to those businesses because...
Then if you cross the picket line, it look like a scab. You just trying to go get a pair of Nikes, but you look like you on the team with the opposition. You're a
Trumper.
You a Trumper, as they
like, identify. Motherfucker, I was appalled that motherfucker.
Let me tell you, I had a similar experience. I didn't get identified with it. So we shout out to my man, John Gabris. We was working on a project together. And at the wrap of this project, we went down to Lansdowne over on 10th Avenue between 43rd and 44th. Banging ass wings. Check them out. Banging ass. I've been on a wing binge for the last 3-4 days. Anyway.
three, four years.
Yeah. Well, nah, this is like Buffalo wings. This is Buffalo. It's more of a specific.
Liberate the chicken.
Yeah. But so check it. Liberate the chicken. But so check it. So we walk in that Gabris got a mean polo sweater, but the polo sweater is just the American flag. It's okay. You know, some polo shit, but it's a fly, mean sweater knit. We go to the joint. It's him. It's a couple other comics, all white, and me.
Mm-hmm.
We walk up into Lansdowne, and it must have been like, right as a lot of like union workers, they just got off of... work because it's filled to the brim, look like a convention. Everybody got a union t-shirt or cat still got like their hard hats and everything. So it's very blue collar.
Right.
And we walking in there, motherfuckers see, yo, you voted for Trump. Looking at looking at Gabriel. Really just profiling because he got this Americana.
Got on the flag.
Got some Ralph Lauren shit. Yeah. And I'm walking by. These motherfuckers, I'm the only black motherfucker, but then they recognize,
say today for them.
No, they recognize both of us from Guy Code.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
In that moment, for a hot second.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how certain things just take on a whole
context.
Whole nother context just because. Shit, American flags was all over the place last year.
Yeah, but it's different now. It's different. People don't really know how to process what just happened still.
Right.
You know, it's a weird time, man. Your boy Trump. Right. He did you see the little video, the Hail Trump video?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that shit?
I don't play politics with this shit.
Oh, man, you ain't see it either?
I'm like, fuck, man, I got regular life shit to be fucking with.
I know, I'm trying to balance that too, but I still need to keep my eyes on what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, you keep your eyes on it, but shit, goddamn. I'm not finna watch these motherfuckers all, you know. See, this where back in the day where community was important.
It's still important.
That's what I'm saying. Community. It's like, man, fuck all that shit out here. What is happening right here around me?
Where's the
folks?
Assembly?
You know what I'm saying? Where the folks, what I'm at, what we need, and what the fuck we talking about in this situation? How we protect our motherfucking neck? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a lot of planning on Thanksgiving.
It's, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of community lost, you know what I'm saying, with everybody, you know, moving on up and moving out and gentrified this and everybody going there. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, these are the times where community, that's when you really understand the importance of
Absolutely.
Community.
I think it's going to happen, too. I mean, you know, throughout all, like, chaos, fucking tragedy bring people together. When shit is bleak,
right?
Unfortunately.
Is it bleak?
I mean, it ain't, I don't want to say it's bleak, but it's concerning. It's different. It's different, and I think people need to kind of figure out. The thing is, like I've been saying, using the analogy, it's almost like America is one of these Netflix originals, and we got to the last episode, and some crazy shit just happened, and you like, wow, that changes a lot. But you don't know really how it's going to change everything until January. So right now we in that little intermission where people are concerned. People know it's going to be different from Obama's America or Obama's White House. When I'm, and y'all should see this video. I'm going to put it up on the Facebook fan page, seriously. But there's a video. I forget who the guy is, but he's someone of note. They're in an actual government office. I think it's something that's named after Ronald Reagan. And they straight start the meeting with the Hail Trump, Hail Trump. And they doing like the Hail Hitler salute, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then he said this thing like, you know, I know in this last generation it seemed as though America wasn't for the white man, but America was made for the white man, and da 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 da. And listen,
how many people was in that room?
It was sparsely attended. It was, you know, it wasn't. Man,
fuck that sparsely attended ass hell Let Hitler me
finish.
Party.
Let me finish though. I'm not all the way tripping on that just now because I'm not trying to get worried about shit that I can't control. I am paying attention to it, but. How do we even get to this shit?
I don't know. But when they had a million Hail Hitler march, then it's gonna be a problem. But 60 motherfuckers in the room throwing up the Hitler sign, fuck them.
Oh, I'm just saying the shit is.
And I got greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Yo, shout out to Shirley Caesar. I didn't realize that was Shirley Caesar. I like that right around every Thanksgiving, an older black legend gets their proper due.
Yeah, Patty had it last year.
Shirley Caesar got merch for your ass.
Shirley Caesar
got merch.
Nah.
Got hoodies. They got green beans. You got the whole shit. She was on Wendy today.
Shit, Shirley Caesar got a record on the radio right now.
Is it on the radio?
Yeah, they playing that shit on the radio.
Shout out to Shirley Caesar, OG.
OG.
Getting to the money.
So, man, that's all I be thinking about, man. Fuck them, man.
I think people still trying to figure out what's going to happen.
That's the problem, man. You can't figure out what's going to happen. You got a motherfucker, you got to stay on your square and figure out how to motherfucking maneuver with whatever happens, how to affect what happens, how to motherfucking stand your ground like these motherfuckers be talking about.
Yeah.
That's.
No, but I mean, but shit like that, exactly what? To that point, I had a friend of mine today. She was saying to me, she was like, yo, I think I should go learn how to use a firearm. Like,
why not?
I'm not saying that she should, but what I'm saying is there is a moment of America don't feel as united as it once did. Even though America's always been on some bullshit, but like it seems to be super explicit. When we got like radio silence from your president-elect, when people have come out, David Duke's come out, say, yo, we did it. You got cats about Hail Trump, and you don't address none of this shit. Meanwhile, you could say some slick shit about them booing your man Pence at Hamilton or Alec Baldwin's portrayal of you on SNL. So I know you see everything, and the fact that you are like consciously not saying shit, your silence is loud as fuck. And the shit it's concerning on a certain level because it don't feel like we are being governed by somebody that has our best interests in mind.
Man, y'all knew who y'all elected.
The motherfucker been
a wildcat on the motherfucking social media.
We know he's
been that.
But I want to say this. I think a lot of people, including myself, I stopped dismissing him after the primary. Then it was a concern, but I will be honest with you, I didn't think this shit was ever, I'm still wrapping my mind around this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is interesting as fuck. I'm still bugging out.
You are a motherfucker that was sitting in Alabama in 2008. Okay. Like, I can't believe that this shit just happened. What the fuck just happened?
In Alabama?
In Alabama.
I wasn't in Alabama.
Not you, but you represent the same position of a motherfucker like, sitting in Alabama about? When Trump and when Obama got elected.
I hear that. And you know that's what I'm trying to.
They just flipped it. We just going to have a black Rush Limbaugh now. Right. And you know what I'm saying? Fucking MSNBC. Yeah.
Roland Martin supposedly already went in on a white nationalist.
So, I mean, they just flipped the little switch, man. And they're keeping us blind by fucking following the trail down the motherfucking Hamilton Road when all this other shit going on.
Look, man
this nigga ain't even president yet.
I hear you on that, you know what I mean? Don't worry.
I ain't talking about don't worry.
Well, look.
Stay woke. Be cognizant.
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Stay on your square.
Right.
Don't fucking work yourself out of your own program because you worried about what may happen.
Keep one step at a time. Keep moving.
Keep your shit popping. True indeed. Keep your eye on the fucking game.
All Well, in all, we agreed on that then. I'm still watching the shit.
That's what you're supposed to watch it. Keep your third eye open, son.
Hey, shout out to my white people, man. Like, I just don't want my white folks to think I got something against white people. I got a lot of good white friends and shit.
You was just with them with the American flag.
I mean, yeah. My shout out to the woke white folks. Shout out to all my white friends that's not racist. You know what I mean? And if you racist, get that shit out your system.
I mean, I think this is the time. Yeah, everybody could get it out in the open, and we figure it out.
You know what I mean?
We shake this shit out from here. It's been more racist than this.
Let's just keep the war on Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? I got to fucking stay off that shit, man.
I don't never
My
really
whole
fucking
Facebook just has turned into a motherfucking political show.
Oh, it's a war zone, especially around this time.
Hey, what the fuck, man? Yeah, I was so happy to see greens, beans, potatoes.
Yeah, man. What you think about Kanye, man?
Actually,
talk to him.
Kanye's rant.
What's
he had a lot of. We drinking on some Molto Pucciano. It's a red wine from Italy.
Different type of shit right now.
We twisted up on him. You know what I'm saying? Right, we gonna put it on the motherfucking snap, and so y'all can see what we're talking
already.
About. Okay, go to D Lemon Snap and check that shit out.
Beats being broke. Somebody done spilled it already. Though. We ain't gonna really.
Chris built $10 worth of it.
Yeah.
Right off the rip. But what was your question?
The alpaca.
What I did get to try. Delicious.
Oh, well, as long as you got a sip. Because now I don't think the wine has been moved to your direction again. You got the butterfingers.
Yeah, I don't deserve it.
Oh, there, come down there. How you pronounce it again, brother?
Molto Pucciano.
Next level shit. Put that in
your
raps.
It's a region in fucking Italy,
Put that in your raps. Sound aspirational. No, the question I said was, how you feeling about Kanye?
Well, Kanye's rant had a lot of stuff that made some sense as far as, you know what I'm saying, how change is made and shit like that. His positioning with aligning it with the Trump message,
right?
I didn't agree with, but I understand coming from him. Because
he's on that hierarchy.
Because he's on that hierarchy. One, Trump used the same kind of tactics as Kanye would use.
Yeah.
It's provocative.
Right.
It really gets him going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kanye the same motherfucker. Kanye might have said, grab him in the pussy.
Maybe.
He said, you know what I'm saying? If she bleach her asshole and I get it on my t-shirt, I feel like an asshole.
Yeah, man. But
you know what I'm saying?
In the cadence he says it, asshole. I didn't like it at first, but it's kind of catchy.
So he like an artistic Trump.
Right, go ahead,
You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense to me. I've talked about this before. I never really, really align myself with his positioning.
Okay.
As far as I think he say a lot of off the cuff shit that's, a little reckless sometimes,
right.
But so does Trump.
Right.
So for him to see something in Trump, I could understand it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that far fetched for him to say some shit like that. He's already on the outs. Obama done called him an asshole from the jump.
That's two presidents in a row that shitted on him.
You know what I'm saying? So he trying to get on the winning team at some point.
Probably.
He uninvited right now. Jay ain't inviting him nowhere. So I'm going to ride with the winning team, motherfuckers, y'all out.
Well, that's where I come in. Because this is the thing. I don't give a fuck that Kanye fucks with Trump or he agrees with some of his shit. I don't care. First of all, it doesn't matter. It's after the fact. Trump won. You can start talking all that shit. You're starting to see a lot of people unpack their theories on why they already knew Trump was going to win.
I mean, you know how that go.
Yo, yeah,
I knew it was going to happen.
I've been saying this shit. Like, if y'all niggas was paying attention.
That's what niggas said about you when you got on TV. I knew that nigga was going to make it, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, shit, yeah.
Names that went return you two
way. Oh, knew you went ass niggas. Anyway, so that don't bother me. I mean, it's better than him saying it after the fact than driving motherfuckers to the polls with his influence.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think. When I listened to what he was saying, as with many Kanye rants, there are a couple tangents where it's like, all right, I see where you're going with that. I see what you're trying to say, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
My thing is the stage becoming a new FaceTime, man? Like,
I mean, that's their FaceTime. They don't really get real FaceTime.
These niggas got phones like everyone else. Like, if you can't...
But if you got 20,000 people in the room...
But it ain't a conversation for 20,000. This is my question, not about the Trump thing. When you try to talk to Jay-Z...
Mm-hmm.
Why talk to Jay-Z at the concert? So that
is he not
picking up the phone like that? Is it no other motherfucker? Is there no way that you can't fly it? There's no way to contact this man to where you feel like
it's the equivalent of a celebrity open letter.
Yeah, well, you know I don't fuck with the
exactly.
open letter.
The open letter is the most passive-aggressive Absolutely. Bullshit in, ever made in the history of internet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Open letter. Why you ain't just send the shit to the motherfucker who
That's
you wrote
how
it
I
to?
Feel. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what Kanye doing. That's his open letter. Like, he want to involve the court of public opinion into the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they be like, oh, man, Jay Fowl, he don't fuck with Ye. You know what I'm saying? Why he don't fuck with Ye? Damn, they ain't take Blue over there to play with motherfucking Saint, man. That's fucked up.
But you know, that's the shit. That's what happens a lot, though. I don't like when people bring a committee into the situation. Because now you got to explain to the committee why you don't fuck with... If he don't fuck with Ye, let him and Ye have that conversation. Don't go tell this guy to this woman. I got to tell him. And they come up to me and they like, yo, you should really fuck with Ye. He cool. Well, nah, I really don't fuck with him. Because now I got to explain myself to 5-6 motherfuckers.
Right.
And this is why I don't fuck with you. Because right. you don't know how to have a conversation.
You don't know how to fucking act.
You know, man to
okay.
man.
Okay, you fucking overstepped your bounds.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You done brought the cameras into the motherfucking dinner.
And he went to, now you in the hospital.
You think Chris Kardashian kidnapped his ass?
I don't know.
Took his ass.
I don't know.
Committed his ass, did a Lamar Odom on him?
I don't. That's what I've seen people saying. He pulled the Lamar Odom. This is damn shit. That becomes oh, just a fucking playbook play.
Mm.
Hey,
you know,
I'll be all right, man.
Jay now was like, should we send the hitters? Chris like, nah, I got this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got to play for this. He going to see the sign now.
Yeah, man, he'll be all right, man. Yeah, man. But then, but what's so funny is once the hospital shit happened, Now everybody
y'all got remorse and sad.
You know,
I stand with Kanye and his mental
Fuck
illness.
Outta here.
Y'all motherfuckers was shitting on him just 12 hours ago.
They get that hospital wristband. It's all about sympathy.
Maybe that's what the play was.
Get that band.
Maybe he wanted to take motherfucking old boy Shine. What's his name? Who he reunited with that night?
Kid Cudi?
Yeah, he wanted to take Cudi Shine. He like, ooh, that worked. You know what I'm saying? No, that might be shit. Part of his genius play. You know a genius got to have a breakdown at some point.
Right, at some point.
You know what I'm saying? Then he come back, you know what I'm saying? Triumph. Kim Kardashian come back as a, you know, a proper mother in regular clothes.
That ain't going
to
happen. That part ain't going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He going to be
a spiritual guru.
Spiritual guru.
Walking
you know what
around
saying?
With no shoes on.
You know what I'm saying?
Rick Rubin
got the barefoot Ye's on and shit for sale.
it's just a thong sandal.
A thong sandal.
With some boost technology.
You know what I'm saying? The Ye 3 had a motherfucking Hercules shit going on.
For a motherfucker to have all 10 toes out, he either got to be really rich or really poor. Can't be like a middle class dude with all your toes out. Niggas is concerned. But if you just got money, that's just like, that's who you are.
It's or the rich and the regular player.
There it is. That's the yin and the yang. That's the middle class. They fuck. They need
the middle class.
Shit.
See, the middle class problem is
they need a dance.
They always want to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They ain't never happy where they at.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The middle got to get to the next. I got to have the next bag and the next car and the next watch and the next house.
So they never satisfied.
They never stay put.
They need a dance.
You know what I'm saying? They need a dance.
Dance brings pride.
The poor.
The middle class.
The poor going to stay right in the community and represent.
Oh, well, the poor is proud sometimes.
The rich don't need nothing
Started
else.
Started from the bottom.
Their house becomes a part of their family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just the middle. The middle is what fucks shit up.
Right. Fucking middle. Shout out to the middle class. Y'all need a dance, y'all. Figure it out. Who is the best spokesman for the middle class? If you wanted the middle class to...
Motherfucking...
Who? Shirley Caesar?
Nah, what's his name?
Shit.
The Park Slope of R&B.
Oh, John Legend. Mad Beige.
John Legend is the representative of the middle class.
John ain't fucking with the middle class.
But he a good spokesperson.
Oh, okay.
I'm everyday people.
Ordinary people. Same shit.
Whatever.
Man. All right, what else is going on? Oh, shit. Man, dude.
Where the fuck you been?
Man, I ain't been nowhere, really.
You was at the crib?
I was at Essence Live today. Ooh. Shout out to, I did Essence Live.
What's that?
It's a like a web show, I believe, they do on
Essence.com. Like the magazine?
The magazine, Essence.
Oh, you like a sex symbol now?
Nah, man.
They only Essence only fuck with niggas who like
got
who
some like, pomade in their Essence Duke model ass.
Essence niggas. Only fuck with niggas who is like on the rise, like you know what I'm saying, man, on the sexy meter.
Oh, shit, man. Go ahead with all
most eligible ass nigga.
Oh, shea butter ass. Calorie shell ass motherfucker. Nigga got a tunic on at Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's just elbow ass.
Nah,
nigga.
Man. I'm out here chilling, man. Enjoying the Essence love, though. Shout out to Essence. We did this shit called Slade and Shade. I've done it before.
Okay.
And you we talk about these topics and you pick one. Either they slade it or shade or whatever. And I mean, you know, it's basically yay or nay, you know, no different vernacular.
Okay.
But it was always good. Shout out to the people over there.
You the good I mean? People at the Essence.
At the Essence. That's when you know it's black.
That's when you know you made it in the black community.
Right.
If they put the in front of your shit.
Or the S.
Or the S at the end.
Yeah.
Or the and the S.
Ooh.
Then you have arrived.
The vibes.
And then as an individual.
Yeah.
You've known you blown up in the world when you go to the club and they put the NM after your name.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Damien and them was in the club last night.
NM.
NM. Once you got the NM on your name, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Ali NM was in there getting it.
Made it happen. NM.
NM.
Shout out to all the niggas that make up NM.
NM.
Shout out to everybody that got cropped out of a photo that was lit. He was like, nah, I was right there too.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Everybody been cropped out before.
You know what I'm saying? The and them.
Yeah, man. But how do we
get We need to get the conversation, this conversation at the Essence Festival.
We should. We well, all right, let's open
the
doors.
We need one of those. We opening this up as an open letter to Essence.
The latest Essence cover, just cause.
For the in the conversation community, we want y'all to chime in and tell them you want the conversation at the Essence Festival. Because Damien is a rising sex symbol and shit.
Hell yeah.
Next Idris.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the other motherfucker?
I don't know.
Lance Gross ass nigga.
Come on, man. Look, man. Listen. Y'all see me out here wearing slippers in the club.
You know what I'm saying? You got on them.
I done fed into it.
You got them Yeezy Deserts. Yeezy Deserts on.
Nah, man. That's you, pop. The voice of your choice.
The voice of your choice might wear a Yeezy Desert on their ass.
What's
in
a Yeezy Desert? The beige joints?
Nah, the joints with the sandal.
Oh, you just said a full sandal with your pinky toe out.
The sandal after he come back and he like the, you know what I'm saying, the guru.
Yeah. The Enlightened.
The Enlightened, yeah.
The Yeezy Enlightened.
Y'all
motherfucker dropped 3 sneakers yesterday at the same time, and them shits all sold out.
Yeah, he was at the peak of media's hype.
But, I mean, the Trump shit didn't really stop nobody from supporting him is what I noticed, and I figured it wasn't going to.
Trumpers need Yeezys, too.
You know?
They're going to need them Yeezy 3 sandals.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
What else is going on, man? Where you been at, man?
I was in DC this week.
What's going on out there?
Nothing but eating Ethiopian food and shit.
I hear that. Listen, man, let me be honest. I don't want to be ignorant. I'm just misinformed.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, Ethiopia, they before Somalia, they used to like
they had the commercials,
the hungry commercials. So when I heard about Ethiopia cuisine being all of that, I was kind of like, fuck out of it. Like they, you know what I mean?
Like they ain't even have food.
They were starving. You know what I mean? So like, no disrespect to this is just
we talked about this before.
This is how America fucked with me. You know, and I think this was how a lot of young kids.
That was Ronald Reagan's America.
Ronald Reagan's America. I think a lot of Trump cats is going to be thinking the same shit about like Muslim people.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? They're going to think. So, anyway, long story short. And then I also heard Ethiopian food. Shout out to my Ethiopian massive, though, because I fuck with the Ethiopian people. I got a lot of friends. But I never eaten Ethiopian food. But I also heard that there's a bit of. People use their hands a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I'm not
hand.
With that.
You don't use you don't eat a hamburger with your fucking
not
hands?
Not with someone else.
You eat your no. I mean, shit. They had their own.
I
side.
I thought it was like but there might be some.
You
beans
can you can have your own plate. You know what I'm saying? You can have your own little order. They do have the little chef situation where they put a bunch of shit on it, but you don't put your hand in the motherfucking sauce.
Oh, I don't know.
You grab a piece of the little spongy shit, and then, you know what I'm saying, you wrap it up, and then you use that kind of like a napkin.
Okay.
And then, but you eat the whole shit. It's like a roti.
Right, I dig it, but don't double dip the roti.
No, you don't double dip the roti. Once okay. once you take one, you eat the whole shit. All right, and then you come back and
as long as we all on the same page with that, because there's a lot of double dipping. I've never been.
Yeah, but you can get your own plate. That's the traditional shit.
All right.
You can get your own
Do
plate.
Do you look like you shitting on the etiquette if you get your own plate?
Nah, because
that's like
shit,
eating
you order
in the next room on Thanksgiving.
Nah, you order your plate and they bring it to you. You eat off the motherfucker.
How was the food?
Great.
What you have?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I went in the motherfucker. I don't know the Ethiopian culture, language, or nothing.
You ain't let nobody just Sherpa you through, though? They say, hey,
the waiter.
Wait, we don't remember none of the shit he told you?
Nah, he ain't tell me shit. He was like, you know, this right here is good, and you know what I'm saying? You can get this chef shit that got all the shit. That's what I got.
All the shit.
I got all
what
of it.
What it looked like?
It looked like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it looked like, you know how Jamaican food look? Like right. With oxtails and sauce and shit.
Like sauce.
Except it's just regular, you know what I'm saying, beef with sauce, but it has the Ethiopian spices. I've had it before. I just don't know the names or the culture. I go, and I'm totally ignorant.
How's it taste as opposed to Jamaica, like other cuisines?
No, it just has world. It has that more of an Eastern spice to it. Like
cumin and shit?
I don't know the names of them shits, man.
What is it close to? What other?
Hey, listen, man.
What other type of food?
Ethiopian food.
What? It's not. I mean, if you had to,
It ain't close to nothing.
No, it's just Ethiopians.
No, Ethiopians are the first people on the earth.
I did not know that.
That's why they found the oldest body.
Did they? Yeah, Lucy.
Lucy from Ethiopia.
Shout out to Lucy. I ain't Lucy from Ethiopia.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds crazy.
They got that old DNA, boy. They know something
they
don't know.
Get it? Yeah, shit. That's what's up, man. So
But it, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I go in and just try to, I experience as long as that shit ain't no pork. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's where you cut, that's where you draw the line.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the beef, chicken.
Do the comp. Not the pork.
You know what I'm saying? They put it out there, you know what I'm saying? You get busy.
You've never had pork in your entire life.
Not consciously, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but mistakenly.
I've had it in light where it was in something like lard or some shit like
right.
that.
Right. Okay. But not.
But like, I ain't never grab a piece of bacon and be like, ooh.
Never. Nah. Fuck.
Now I've had, you know, as a, you know, see, this is the problem when you're a teenager and shit.
That's different.
No, it's the same. Same, but different.
Go ahead.
When you're a teenager and shit and you order pizza and shit.
Pepperoni.
You know what I'm saying? They could be like, you know, let's order half pepperoni, half cheese and shit. And then all the pepperoni niggas eat from the cheese side first.
So he's starving.
So you know what I'm saying?
I lie. Know my heart.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's like, take
the title.
You know, the whole shit always be, just take the pepperonis off. Uh-huh. And still have the poke juice on it, though.
Right.
I've done that.
All right. So you know what pork tastes like.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
You
know, and everything else is seasoned, like, supposed to be like pork.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask both of y'all this. Because I'm definitely, like, we talk about Ethiopian food and all of that and communal eating. Can you eat after somebody?
What you talking about?
Like if somebody, I'm so weird about eating after anybody.
Like eat after somebody like what?
Like if somebody took a bite of you, like somebody was like, yo, can I get a bite of
not
that?
Not as a grown motherfucker, unless it's my wife.
Even as a kid, up to a grown motherfucker.
As a kid, motherfuckers force you to do that shit.
So you like, so if one of, if your son wanted a bite of your burger, would you say son is another burger?
Nah, I let my son bite my burger. My son ain't kissing motherfuckers and eating pussy yet, so.
Little piece of shit. No. You know how the fuck out here winning?
You hit by, you know what I'm saying, 15.
Is that what the Reese's going to be? Sorry, son. I know you out there eating pussy now.
You might be eating pussy, but.
I can't chance it. Got to put you on the pork list.
Hey. I don't know. Don't know where your lips been.
I can remember back to the, because you know, everybody, like as a kid, like you said, people are just kind of bogard your shit. Give me a bite. Like, I remember my sister, I love my sister to death. My sister's like, can I get a bite of your slice of pizza? I had a slice of pizza.
You're like, mm-mm.
She took a bite of that shit, and it was like, after she took a bite, you know how sometimes pizza, like, it take a minute for like the cheese and the sauce to really get back together, and the cheese and the sauce was like, everything looked crazy, and it looked like it might. I couldn't fuck with the rest of that pizza. To this day, I'll do it, my lady. I'll do it, but I still don't like.
You be tight.
I don't fuck with.
You be tight.
Taste this. I mean, let me go get a spoon. Hey, taste it. What you? I'll do
it. You was saying that shit when you was eating this pussy.
I mean, that's what you get. You'll get that type of shit. Well, let's be cool. But I'm just saying. I don't like to eat at the people. Do you eat at the people?
No, I don't like to do it either.
Your lady?
I will do it, like, I mean, I'll do it occasionally with the fiance, but no, otherwise, no. But I don't like to do it.
I'm not into it.
You? Yo, not now as a grown person, but as a kid, man, I grew up in a motherfucking situation where my mom had 12 brothers and sisters and shit, right?
Right.
So you know how many cousins that is, right?
It's a lot.
That's a lot of fucking cousins.
This nigga got me doing math. We out here drinking multi-syllabic wine.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Goddamn, that's a lot of cousins. So you go to your grandma's house, right? And motherfuckers are eating shifts. You know what I'm saying?
What's that mean?
That mean it's too many kids to sit at the table at one time. Mm-hmm. So the older kids eat. So say if we having motherfucking pancakes and shit, right?
Right.
Older kids eat. They pour their motherfucking syrup and have their pancakes. Right. Then they get up, and then the next group of older kids, you know what I'm saying, the next oldest kids sit at the table. But guess what? You got to use that same syrup that's on that motherfucking plate already.
Wait, yeah. Nobody switches the plate?
No, you got to keep them same motherfucking plates because the syrup ain't going to last all for all these motherfucking kids, man. See, this is regular, regular people shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So y'all recycling syrup.
So you recycling syrup.
So you get third plate.
See, my position in the family was a little different because it was a lot of girls.
Since the beginning.
No. It was a lot of girls. Okay. So
what's that mean?
Because, see, when the shift go, it's going to be a bunch of girls. But then in the boy category at the older age, my uncle was the oldest boy. He was 5 years older.
He's an older boy.
He was the oldest boy.
He was. It wasn't 18 at this point.
No, he was young. He was. So he's 5 years older than me, right?
Right, okay.
So he get to go with the first group, right?
Right.
But because there's no other boy.
So the
in my group.
Plates don't switch gender.
I got to go with the older group. So I didn't have to get the.
So a boy plate always stays a boy plate.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Shit. The fucking story was you had to fucking share a motherfucking plate. And now don't fucking get to the cereal now.
Oh. Not the same milk.
Nigga. Oh, don't throw that milk out. Do not throw that milk out.
Stop it.
We don't do that shit now. Nah, but this is the motherfucking 70s and 80s and shit. That shit was tight. You got about 15 kids lined up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's a situation.
I never was into none of that shit. I remember back in the days when 40s was big, and cats used to split a 40 and then get down to the backwash. Get out of here.
To the front wash, man.
I never, like, when they were passing the 40, I would fake swig it and move it. Keep it moving. I don't like that communal shit. Keep it moving. Take it easy. Anyway.
So,
man.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Motherfuckers be sharing a bath.
Yeah.
Regular shit.
Yeah.
That's some shit you wouldn't even consider.
As a kid, no, I think I've been in that where as a kid you share a bath with a cousin way back, which you got to be a young motherfucker. And it's different about that. I mean, and when you think about it, it sounds crazy, but when you think, well, like eating something, it's in the ingestion portion of it feels like I'm so weird about germs in every capacity.
Like Trump.
I don't know if I'm like
germaphobe.
Is he?
Yeah.
I heard Obama was too.
Is he?
Obama don't fuck with that.
He shake a lot of hands to be a germaphobe.
Oh, man. Don't ever do that to me, man. I'm not Trumpish.
He tried to find a Trump in your profile.
This nigga tried to slander me. That is very Trumpish.
Motherfucker can say, how's it feel to work for Trump? I'm hot behind that shit.
That fucked you up a little bit, man.
But the thing about it was we did go to the ice skating rink at motherfucking
Woman.
But that shit is Trump Woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Trump rebuilt the shit back in the day. So he got his name all over the shit.
He got his name a lot of places.
Them motherfuckers really gotta wear that Trump shit.
Yeah.
On their chest. Mexicans and motherfucking everybody.
Yeah. You gonna get paid.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Say it with your chest.
Damn,
and it's ironic because that lady said that shit to me, but I was thinking that shit about them.
Thinking, what about what?
How's it feel to work for Trump?
Oh, was she working at Woman?
No, not that lady. I'm just saying she said that to me.
Oh.
But when I was at Walmart, I was thinking that shit about them.
Hurt people, hurt people.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that shit. But I ain't saying it out my mouth.
Okay,
I said it with my mind.
Some restraint.
I
said it on the podcast.
I said it on the podcast. I didn't ask it on the podcast. I just mentioned the fact that I was thinking it.
I could dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, man.
Because I mean, a lot of motherfuckers, I shot at Trump house before. Shit, I ain't tripping.
You did. Now, I didn't want to be the one to say it. I wanted you to say it to the people, full disclosure. Yes.
Yes, I shot up in the motherfucker house. I shot his wife, who the first lady right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You was a Muslim in the Trump
house. I was a Muslim in the Trump house. You know what I'm saying? But really, when I was at Trump.
Infiltrated that.
You know what I'm saying? It was about 5 years ago. He won this Trump. But when I was in Trump's house, right?
Go ahead. Talk to me. You said you could see how he's disconnected.
Yeah. This was the thought that went through my mind. I was shooting through the house and shit. I'm shooting all kind of shit. Because I didn't even know I was going to Trump's house. I didn't know what. A motherfucker gave me an address and a time. I got there and we were shooting a lady. Then I started looking around, shooting shit, and I look at a picture, and then they go that frizzy ass hair. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Hold on, this Trump crib?
Oh, you saw like a photo of him?
It was a picture of him and his wife and the baby.
So you didn't even know you was in Trump's house?
I didn't
at
know
first.
Where the fuck. I knew I was in Trump Towers. I didn't know I was in Trump crib.
When you first get, like, talk to us about when you enter the, do you enter via elevator? Or well, is it like you walk a hallway?
I don't remember if it was a hallway. I know you come out, but then it's some big-ass gold doors.
The doors to get in?
Yeah, some big-ass gold doors.
DT on the doors, anything like
nah,
that?
Nah, just gold as fuck.
Real gold? Or
nah,
like
nah.
Spray paint?
No, Trump don't play that shit.
It's fake-ass gold.
Trump want the look.
Exactly.
I don't want the hell.
He got a little plated door.
You know what I'm saying?
A little Home Depot premium.
Yeah, but the shit is some gilded-ass shit. It's
some shit to know you about to step into some shit.
Right,
so
this shit was fly as fuck
when you step
in 82,
in,
boy.
What we feeling when we step in? Are we stepping into a carpet or we stepping into a
marble situation.
Okay.
This is very Scarface.
Okay, really?
You know what I'm saying? Very Scarface era.
And what mean? Like a lot of velvet, a lot of...
No, a lot of marble, okay. A lot of gold. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Gaudy.
I mean, it's a little over the top.
Let you know he
like
got
like Master
money.
P crib or
okay,
some shit.
Okay,
like,
gold you know I mean? Toilet type shit.
Yeah, I didn't use the bathroom.
That's what... Master P got a gold toilet.
Yeah, he had a gold sink too. But I'm shooting around, and then we was on a little break. So right. I'm just standing at the window.
How big is the shit?
I don't know the square footage. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I was only in one
places
part.
You've been. We've been in
I was only
the same
in one
places.
I was only in the fucking living room. And the living room was like big as a motherfucker whole house.
Okay.
So they had an upstairs. You know what I'm saying? It's two floors and shit.
Okay.
Now the Secret Service probably going to be all on my ass now.
I mean, they going to be anyway.
Laying out the layout and shit. Oh, Muhammad on the conversation.
If you want to stop, we can stop.
No, I'm not going to give out no specifics.
I'm
just trying to get to the point
this
that I'm trying to get to.
Okay, go ahead.
So you get to the, I'm standing in the fucking window.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got floor-to-ceiling windows.
Right.
And
all around 360?
360. Well, fuck. No. One side is the door and all that shit. So
okay.
I don't know if you went around the corner. I just know this one room I was in.
Wow.
Floor to ceiling. But when you look out the window, basically all you really, you in New York City, but all you see is the horizon. Central Park.
Clouds.
The horizon. And little ass calves look like ants and shit.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I said,
Self.
A motherfucker that live up this high. Mm-hmm. They'll never have to worry about what's happening down on the ground.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like you live in my house, you know what I'm saying? Ambulance gonna come by.
You can hear it.
Nigga gonna come by playing motherfucking Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Some loud ass music or something.
It affects you still.
A car alarm.
Yeah.
When you up that high, you don't hear that shit.
None.
All that shit becomes like ants.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how the fuck you can't even, I could see how a motherfucker that's up that high be disconnected from what's really happening.
Let me ask you, as a person of the people, right, that's living a life amongst the regulars, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many days, months, weeks would it take you to live in that situation to where you become wholly disconnected?
2 weeks. 2 weeks of that shit, nigga, you don't give a fuck what's happening down there.
Fuck that shit.
You know what
shit.
I'm saying? Your thoughts and dreams become bigger because you don't see, ain't nothing in your way.
That's crazy.
When you look out the window, ain't nothing in your way.
That's
just
crazy.
Motherfucking shit. Just
wow.
Horizon.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Opportunity.
Just oversee all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
See above every hurdle.
Nigga like you worrying about creasing your Jordans.
Right.
Nigga like Trump just going to the roof and getting in the helicopter.
Nigga ain't living amongst no elements.
You ain't worrying about stepping in no doggy shit.
How long would it take you to become disconnected? You lived in some shit like that. Let's be honest. You haven't. You can only tell by Ali's illustration, but given that
you on the 68th floor,
how long would
overlooking
it take
Central
you to
Park,
not be able to relate to regular motherfuckers anymore?
If I take it, I'll take the bus here sometimes. I'll take a cab here sometimes.
Right.
The difference between taking the bus and the cab is a big difference. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have to deal with the waiting on the line. You don't have to deal with
it.
So if you're up in the sky, essentially, and you don't have to ever touch the ground, like, man, it would happen really quick, I'm sure.
Quick as fuck. Let me ask you a question. This is some shit because I like that bus cab shit. It's hilarious. Have you or do you or would you ever take Uber Pool?
Listen, man. You asking Chris or me?
I'm asking both of y'all.
I took that shit.
I did it one time.
I did it one time, and it was a big-ass mistake.
I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, man. What the fuck we waiting on? We waiting on somebody. Man, I got a plan to catch,
man. I might as well take the train if I'm going to fucking be on Uber Pool. We got to go pick up other people.
Yeah. All out the way and shit.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never taken one. I would try it, but at that point, why not just take the bus or whatever?
I did it one time. It's cool for a story, and I'm going to tell you some shit. If you get out first on the Uber Pool, everybody in the pool is talking shit about you. Everybody. We dropped this one chick off. Niggas went ham and just was going in. And they chopped it up about us.
What they said?
I don't know. Some chick, she was coming from a party to another party. She might have been a little twisted. So cats was speculating and judging and shit. Like, niggas is going to say what they going to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's back to being in it's a fucking dollar van. If not a train, we communal again.
Right.
If I'm going to pay the premium, I want to just be one-on-one. I don't want to have to be like, damn, we got to go pick up my man Larry from the spot. We got to wait outside because Larry be late than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. This is killing, like you said, this is killing my whole itinerary. The reason I even picked an Uber was because I need premium transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to just be in.
Yeah, you gotta skip that pool shit,
dude. Yeah, man, you gotta go straight X or better.
I did it once, man, and luckily the girl who we needed to pick up, she canceled, so I was able to go straight to the airport without having to pick her ass up.
Oh, see, that's cool. We had one of those. We was going from we go from San Francisco to Oakland. And we was waiting on, we was getting closer and closer to the Bay Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got to the bridge and they called, it's over.
Yeah.
We was like, yo, get to the bridge. We got to the bridge and it was a wrap.
That's how I felt getting on the goddamn the Midtown Tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, shit, can we make it to the tunnel?
Yeah, we shitted on this one girl. I forget her name. I think Molly or some
Why
shit.
Why would you shit on Molly?
We just was shitting on her because that's just what people do sometimes. When you're in a situation where it's just a few people in there, she came in and she was telling us about her day as if we really gave a fuck. Like
she
just
was in
announced
the pool.
Her
she
day.
Was communing.
And that's cool. So typically with the pool, you do announce yourself. You say, you say hello to the people. You say, hello, how y'all doing? Who are you? I'm me, blah, blah, blah. After that,
you
it
got
is
to
what
do
it
that?
Is. Yeah.
You
I
don't
mean,
do that shit
you
in the dollar van.
What's
dollar van shit?
It's a little more communal in the dollar van when you get into a.
Oh, you'll do a communal car, but not communal Ethiopian food.
Yeah, it's different. I'm not ingesting anything. But even still, I ain't shit because I'm talking about Molly when she got out the car.
Exactly.
But Molly was talking shit like, she was just talking shit like people gave a fuck. She was like, so anyway, so this is what we were doing. And, da, 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 and as soon as the door closed, ka-goom, dude was like, yo, do it. I ain't asked that bitch shit. First of all, she was a bitch. She went from Molly to a bitch anyway.
Y'all Trumpians.
We might not be. I'll never
I like
consider.
That. I like that. I
never
like that.
Consider being a Trumpian.
I might not be.
I'm an old school Obama.
No doubt.
Mm. Chris, I know do you Obama, accept Trump as your president yet?
Well, yeah. I mean, right from the look, I was surprised by it, but yeah, you have to accept him. I mean, that's right. The shit that you know people were concerned that he was going to do and his supporters were going to do. He's the president. You know, you got to really. I think the main thing, and I talked about this on my podcast. The main thing is don't be hyperbolic about it. Like
plug the podcast,
the mandatory Samson podcast every Friday. Thank you, man.
Keep going.
You know, don't. It's really important to. Pay attention to the actual policies he's putting in place. Like getting caught up, of course, it's troubling to see people hailing, you know, Hitler, hailing Trump and all
that's
that shit.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, but that's not a policy. Like that's unsettling, but that's not a thing that he's doing. You know what I mean? It's setting a tone that's uncomfortable, but there's going to be plenty of shit that he actually does that affects your life and affects the world. You got to pay attention to that shit.
Let me ask you a question. Since Trump's been deemed president-elect and all of this crazy shit going on, these hail Trumps, has there been a moment in your mind where you just said, maybe quietly to yourself, you said, whew, good thing I'm a white man.
We talked about it before the election. I mean, it's definitely like domestic policy is definitely not going to affect me.
It's not going to affect the white guy. Other groups.
No, it's not. You know, the shit that really worries me is like what he's going to do around the world and like how he's going to react to a crisis and all that shit. But yeah, I mean, it's it is point of fact not going to affect me as much as it's going to affect. Hilarious. You know, different groups, yeah, for sure. But it's not like I'm constantly like, oh, thank God, you know what I mean?
Woo! White than a motherfucker. Anyway, listen, now I'm not even mad at you, and I appreciate your honesty. I don't know why I took that tone.
You did, you said it like you were mad.
Nah, I wasn't mad at all. I'm talking shit. I think I'm done with the Jordan spell, Pop.
Well, what happened?
I got on some Jordan Black Toe ones.
Black Toe ones?
Yeah, and I'm kind of on the fence about these. I'm like, white sneakers, I'm feeling like they might be a little too loud. Oh, good white sneakers. This ain't super loud, but it just, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a spring, summer situation.
It's a spring, summer situation. This is the thing about the Jordan thing is because, I mean, I don't want to say that the hype has died down quite a bit. I won't say they falling off or whatever. They still doing well and they still affect the people out there. People get excited. Mm-hmm. And now they pulling out the big guns, especially around this time. But I was walking down the block and my homeboy was walking down past the store that I go to quite a bit. My homeboy stepped out the store and was like, yeah, yeah. You know, I got them.
That's what he said?
He said, yeah, yeah. He might not have said that. But I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, yo, I got them True Blue 3s. You know what I mean? Now, True Blue 3s is definitely an OG colorway. It's a 3. Mm-hmm. It got the Nike Air on the back, not a Jumpman. Mm-hmm. They're a very sought-after shoe. They come out Black Friday. Very sought-after shoe, whatever. Okay. He was like, I got them if you want them. Word, and this word, is early. Word. This is box. Word, this word. Is everything that you want. You know what I mean? It's crazy that the hype got so crazy that if you have an opportunity to buy any retro for box, you typically jump at the chance, which that's just as a result of the hype. They got you because motherfuckers is buying reseller or they can't get the shoe.
Right.
So now I'm in an opportunity where I can get the shoe for box and I can get it early. And I look at the shoe and I'm like, you know, this is a cool shoe. It's a 3. I love a 3. I'm not the biggest fan of a white 3. I like a black cement 3. I just, honestly, over the last maybe 4 years, I got into the 3. Because of the resurgence of the black cement 3. I've always kind of slept on the 3. I'm a 4 guy.
I'll 4 is all the shit, really.
4 is all the shit. Because that's the first Jordan I came in the game with. So that always holds something in my heart. Right? So there's a 3. People love it, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And my man's like, yo, I got the 9, too. He pulled out a playoff 9, which is official, too. But that's a little more extra. It's not in line with the OG. Right. But I'm like, I want, you know, part of me is like, I could get it just to get it. You know what I mean? It's a cool stunt. It's good just to walk around. Ooh, early Blase Skip. It's a respectable shoe, Blase Skip. But then it's like, I don't really need a white Jordan. Like, I've got Jordans now that I don't wear enough to satisfy the hype that inspired me copping them.
Right.
And the fact that I could be like, I'm good. I definitely had the Snapchat and Instagram. The fact that I was in the vicinity, I could get it. So I still get the, you know, I was there points. But something in me at this point, to this point, I haven't copped it yet. I was like, I'm good. And that shit felt like something. I'm not going to lie. It felt like something. I think I might cop the Space Jams because I never have an 11s in my life. But I felt like, yo, I might almost be out the spell. All
right.
2 things.
So what's next?
I don't
know. What do you fuck do you do for a sneaker?
Save money.
No,
wear old sneakers.
Wear your old sneakers to the
wear some of the shits that I you
to
know
the soul fall off and shit
to the soul like yeah like come on like,
walking down the street and boom, boom, that bitch turned into a flip flop
because that's not gonna really happen. You know what I mean? That's not gonna but it's just like after a while where they got you just copping. You ever been in? I don't know if you've ever been in a situation to where Maybe it's technology. Maybe it's cameras. Maybe it's anything. Have you ever been in a situation to where you kind of a slave to the products that are put out where you like, uh-oh, they just dropped another one. I'm all in.
Have I mean, I think there? We all have gotten caught in that situation.
What's got you there?
I mean, sneakers, one, you know what I'm saying? Cameras, two, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it was music equipment.
What's the most recent?
The new beat machine. Cameras, you know what I'm saying?
What? Talk to us about it.
So, you know, I went from, you know, the 5D, then, you know what I'm saying? It was the C100, then I, you know, I'm on the FS7.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But once I got to the FS7, that shit was such a fucking learning curve.
Right.
Yeah, learn a whole new language and color science and
right.
You're like, man, I need to just fucking chill.
What happens to the old cameras when you get these new cameras?
I sold my Canons.
So you do sell them?
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to get a A7S just to have a smaller body joint.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A7S2.
Meanwhile, I'm shooting with the Ricoh. Shout out to Aviva Klein.
You got the Ricoh?
I got the Ricoh based on her.
Not just give me a Ricoh.
Her based on her whole testimonial.
Is it working out?
I like it so far. I'll be honest with you. It's a fixed lens, so there's no
zoom.
No zoom on it.
That's when you got to work, my nigga.
Yeah, you gotta really build around it. I've been taking photos with. I'm actually trying to get back into photography, man. I've been a big photography fan years and years over the days. So now I'm gonna start putting some shit up on Instagram and everything. I'm trying not to be so precious about any of this shit. Social media, anything. Expect me to be a little bit more proactive and throwing shit out in the world.
This got video?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of their video. It's decent.
It's raggedy. You ain't said that in a long time.
Yeah, because it's not all the way. It's decent. I'll be honest with you. I like the Sony, the Canon PowerShot video. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this might be a better camera. It's a supposedly bigger camera, bigger sensor and all of that. Mm-hmm. But like, I like the Sony the Canon PowerShot's one because they're small. They take great pictures, but they do great audio and it's not a fixed lens. So I can zoom in when I'm taping sets and shit like that. You know, but shout out to Aviva Klein, a motherfucking talented
photographer,
and really and the sole reason I bought this camera.
Yeah, she came on and pumped that Ricoh.
She motherfucking sold it. I wasn't even here. I'm listening as a listener. Like, I'm gonna go do it.
Might just give me a Ricoh.
You know what I mean? But so you say cameras get you kind of
pumped. Well, cameras at a point, but now I realize, you know, fuck it, man. I'm gonna just shit. We all this shit shoot. You know what I'm saying? It's really the story at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't chase none of that shit no more, man. Now you chase other shit, you know? You try to eat the best food and shit.
The new
vegetable or some shit.
What you chasing?
I'm chasing this Thanksgiving right now.
Well, talk to us. What you feeling? And let us know what you chasing in the comments. Let us know what's in your sights right now.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to feed the people at the crib, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got the beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes. Mm-hmm. But then I ordered the turkey, though. I ordered a regular turkey from
prepared
from Whole Foods or Organic Boy.
How they doing it? Baking it or they frying it?
Roasting it. Then Whole Food ain't finna fucking fry no chicken.
I don't know. You never know what Whole Food
is. My man from Bread Love is frying. I've got the fried chicken coming from Bread Love. Okay. My man, shout out to Lloyd Porter. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lloyd.
I'm gonna post that video we did of him frying the birds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get my fried bird from him, and then I'm gonna get my baked bird from the Whole Foods.
Get your Whole Foods bird.
You know what I'm saying? Then I got some sides from Whole Foods, but we making the real sides at the crib, the mac and cheese and the greens.
Okay.
And shit.
What's your favorite side of all time?
Of all
sides. Thanksgiving side.
Thanksgiving.
Chris, I'm asking you too, so get your shit together.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
That's
a good one. What you, elbows or you doing shells?
Well, it depends on how fancy whoever, you know what I'm saying? See, my dad used to do, like, you know what I'm saying? The I don't know what them big pasta was called.
Oh, like the rotini?
I don't know what them shits called. The big loop ones. Mm-hmm. It hold a lot of cheese in them shits. So those was cool.
You like a big manicotti macaroni.
But, you know what I'm saying? I still fuck with the regular ass elbows.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Elbow.
The little elbow.
Like a little burn on your elbow? A little crust?
I just like a nice crust of cheese across the top.
Okay.
I like a nice crust of cheese around the edges.
You do a corner or if you
can. Oh, I do a corner.
Love a corner.
I do a corner with the good, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the good grease on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk.
That butter grease on the side. That
butter grease. What you got, Kurt?
I'll do a yam, you know, the little, I can't think of the word, marshmallow. On yeah, put a little, like, marshmallow on top. Okay.
You don't do a pumpkin, like a pumpkin thing, souffle thing?
I've never really had it. I mean, I've tried it, but yeah.
That's what white people do.
Were you profiling that, man?
No,
I did profile.
You did profile.
I went to my first white Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? They had, instead of the sweet potato stuff, they had pumpkin marshmallows and shit.
Right.
That was a very civilized-ass Thanksgiving.
Why was it civilized? Because it was white?
No, because it was civilized. Like, black Thanksgiving be like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Very orderly.
It was very orderly. Very, very early. Uh-huh. Very early, like a 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was quiet, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know hushed tones and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was cool though.
Right.
It was cool.
I'm doing an orderly and a Negro Thanksgiving.
You doing an orderly one that you're throwing an orderly one at your
Nah, court? I'm going to some family who are orderly. They uh-huh. they get it in too, but they do it early. They good. And then we go into my people's who get it cracking a little later. No. We go out to the island. And we get it cracking a little later, and it'd be a little bit more lit, but they both good. I think I might have to say my favorite side. I love a good yam.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese is really good. I might go with a stuffing just because it's Thanksgiving.
Depending on who made it.
My sister makes a good stuffing.
Oh, okay.
But she got two. You might not want to go with the one with the pork in it, pork in there.
I don't like the ones with the gizzards.
I
don't like the gizzard stuff.
We don't do a gizzard. Even though I don't all the way turn my nose down on a gizzard, I'm not. A gizzard is a particular move. That's a very southern look. I've appreciated a gizzard in my day. I don't call for a gizzard, but I've had one, and it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I can't fuck with a gizzard. But dang. I like my shit is a good mac and cheese with the yam spillover.
Yeah, that's a good look.
You know
look.
What I'm saying? That's a good look.
That's
right
a good
there.
Sweet
you
know and savory.
Good sweet savory. Yeah. Like, yeah, you getting down to the good shit on
yeah.
the plate.
Yeah, that's you know a good one. That's a good one.
When you match your eating up to where it all ends at the same time, your last bite is a good yam and a mac and cheese.
I like a good collard, though.
Good collard, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Even a good green bean. What's your favorite vegetable?
I don't fuck with a green. Actually, let me take that back. I fuck with a fresh green bean.
You told me this before. In the
I don't fuck with a canned string
you
bean.
You said that before, and I like a good. Shout out to Glory.
A canned string bean is the worst shit in the history of worst shit. As a kid, I used to be. I couldn't even swallow that shit. I'd be trying to spit that shit out into a napkin.
What is it? Just because it tastes like real waterlogged?
It's just nasty.
It's too soft?
Slimy as fucking. This is. I can't take it. I can't smell it. I can't do none of that shit. Oh, yeah. And then I realized as I grew up that if you bought all that type shit fresh,
it would be different.
It's a whole different. Spinach in a fucking can.
It's a whole different
it's
thing.
The worst shit. In the history of her shit next to the other shit I just
You don't
said.
Like fresh spinach?
I love fresh spinach.
Oh, you say spinach in a can.
Spinach in a can.
Well, see, I like spinach in a can off the strength of Popeye.
Fuck that.
Popeye
was crazy. I can't fuck with spinach in a can. I can't fuck with frozen spinach. No, sir.
Frozen spinach can't fuck with? Frozen spinach ain't that far away from like.
Oh, it is. It is.
It ain't as bad as canned spinach. It is.
Regular fresh spinach, you can eat that. I can eat fresh spinach like just take it off the fucking bag.
Oh, you don't even heat it up. You just eat it like chips.
You can eat that shit like just put some dressing on that shit and eat that shit.
Well, spinach break down like crack, though.
No, of course.
You look at the little bit of yield you get from the spinach, you're like, damn, this is ridiculous.
Anyway. But that canned shit, that shit is some bullshit.
I like to can. I'll eat a canned cranberry sauce. I do like that.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Until you ate a real cranberry sauce, you're like, damn.
I've had the real stuff too.
If we doing real versus box and can, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be all the way 100 with this shit. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can fight me. Jiffy yeah. cornbread is the best cornbread in the world. I don't give a fuck.
That's why I ate lard. But now they got the vegetarian Jiffy.
They got lard in Jiffy cornbread?
Jiffy got lard.
Within the cornbread mix?
Within the mix.
That might be what does it well.
But they got the vegetarian without it.
So. How's it taste? Same thing?
Same thing.
Shout out to Jiffy.
Same thing. Shout out to Jiffy.
Argue. I don't give a fuck. I believe Jiffy cornbread is the
cornbread. I mean, who else got cornbread?
Like from scratch and regular ass cornbread. Oh, and shit. Some, but Jiffy.
Some grandma's, you just like that sweet shit.
I ain't gonna lie. It's good. It's almost like cake.
Yeah.
Blueberry cornbread, all of that cornbread, man.
No doubt.
Anyway, man, I think it's time for us to transform and roll out.
Unless we got to let the people know, man, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy one.
You know what I'm saying? Be out there celebrating when you get in front of your family and shit that you ain't seen in a long time after y'all done ate and done drank, then broke out the Hennessy and shit. Put on the conversation.
Yo, do us a favor, like Twitpick. I'm old school.
Twitpick.
This old school 1991 ass mother. Snapchat some of your plates. Snapchat some moments from Thanksgiving. Snapchat, you know what? And we might even have a giveaway. If you Snapchat a video of you putting your grandmother on to end the conversation.
You said might? You can't mic that
no,
shit.
No, we have a prize.
We got a prize. We don't know what it is.
But it's going to get a prize.
Do everybody get one?
No, everybody don't get
one. So who
get
one?
See the best
you
got to
clarify. Who get one?
We're going to do what we're going to do.
The best grandma in the motherfucking game.
The best grandma in the conversation collabo video via Snapchat or Instagram. Or Twitter.
Get a prize.
And a good ass prize.
Like the shit that be at the bottom of the cereal box.
Yeah, like that. Or maybe a little better. It'll be worth putting your grandmother on.
It's gonna be worth it.
Social media.
D gonna put his money where his mouth is.
So is Ali, and so is Vlad, and so is Chris.
You ain't even seen Vlad.
I mean, listen, if he ever gets back in the country. Pray for Vlad, man. He's somewhere. He's not in the United States of America.
Vlad been missing since the election day.
Yeah, man. Pray for that, man. Hopefully we might see him again.
Free Vlad.
There it is. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.